The Takeaway's John Hockenberry is in Boston, and he joins us now. John, where in Boston are you, and what's happening there?
Well, I'm at the studios of WGBH in Brighton, which is one of the suburbs that's under lockdown here. The entire community of Boston is not in a more or less state of lockdown. It is a complete state of lockdown, partly as a response to what we had overnight, which was a carjacking of a black Mercedes SUV, which then was the target and object of a shootout overnight in Watertown, the beginnings of which I caught a little sense of coming in from Logan Airport at about that time. There were SWAT team vehicles heading to Watertown, and then we learned this morning exactly what happened. But you have a situation here where an individual was seen throwing grenades at police as the manhunt moved from MIT, where an officer was killed, to the Watertown area, where the suspect, 20-year-old Tamerlan Tsarnaev, was killed, as you've described, Sotirios. And then now today, as the dragnet for the second suspect, 19-year-old Jokar is tightening here. You have the police on the street everywhere. There's a constant stream outside the studios here at WGBH of law enforcement vehicles, marked, unmarked, sort of paramilitary-looking vehicles, BPD, Boston Police, State Police. And really, there's almost no other traffic on the street that we can see. Public transit, of course, shut down. Schools shut down. This is an extraordinary moment, a martial law moment in the city of Boston, as police anticipate trying to get the second suspect and a possible third person of interest into custody within the next few hours, Sotirios.
I can't remember anything like this happening in Boston or even on the Eastern Seaboard, such a large area being locked down, basically. Are you getting a sense of how people are feeling? Are people nervous? Are people being led away from the shutdown mass transit system? I mean, how are people feeling? How are they dealing with this?
Well, you've got individuals who were reportedly told, put down your cell phone or we'll shoot you.
Wow.
Individuals where they approached checkpoints, and there's such a concern about people using technology or having explosive devices and the vulnerability of police all through the city. Now, that said, I mean, this is a very calm, orderly lockdown that's taking place here in the city of Boston, and people are cooperating fully, as far as we can tell, in terms of being evacuated from mass transit locations. I mean, not evacuated, but people are being told basically the system is closed down, so they're finding other ways, staying in their homes, locking their doors. Yes, there's a sense of nervousness here. There's also a sense of anticipation that this unfolding mystery and tragedy may be coming to an end, and the recovery then, of course, will go on for years.
All right. Thank you so much, John. John Hockenberry reporting live from Boston. You can hear John on The Takeaway coming up at 9 o'clock here on WNYC. We now turn to John Pitkin, who lives in Cambridge, just blocks from the 7-Eleven that was robbed last night. He's locked in his house, and he joins us now. Good morning, John. I understand you can't leave your house, of course, but what are you seeing outside your windows? John, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. I understand that you are locked in your house, of course, but what are you seeing outside your windows right now?
Well, the street is deserted. There's normally some traffic there. We haven't seen any cars go by. I just saw one pedestrian who actually, she was walking in front of my house, and she got a cell phone call, and then she turned around and went back.
What's the area usually like this time of day on a regular day?
Well, it's not a there's activity on the street. There's usually cars going by every 10 or 15 seconds, and people going to work, people walking their dogs. Don't say any of that. I saw a squirrel. You know, that's about it. And we have a guest who's come from Finland to go to a conference at Harvard. Well, she's locked down. She can't go there.
And how were you first alerted to what was going on? Did you wake up to helicopters overhead, or did you get a text alert?
Actually, our guest got a text from Finland. She was up before we were, and told us.
All right. Thank you so much, John. John Pitkin lives in Cambridge, just blocks from the 7-Eleven that was robbed last night in this developing story.